This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Aurora Police Officer Nathan Woodyard was found not guilty of contributing to Elijah McClain's death yesterday. CPR's Allison Cherry says Woodyard's testimony acknowledged he made a string of bad decisions, but that didn't convince the jury he was to blame.
He did go hands-on with Elijah McClain when he probably shouldn't have. He admitted to that. He gave him a carotid hold, which cuts blood flow off to the brain and causes someone to briefly lose consciousness. He admitted he shouldn't have done that. And he admitted McClain was left kind of on the ground, and he trusted other officers and paramedics to do their jobs, and they didn't do their jobs.
That's CPR's Allison Cherry. Meanwhile, public safety reformers are disappointed to see a second Aurora police officer acquitted of charges in the death of McClain. But Aurora NAACP President Omar Montgomery says there are other punishments he thinks should be pursued for the officers found not guilty yesterday. He wants to see Nathan Woodyard lose his certification to be an officer in Colorado.
And two, making sure he is not reinstated at any police department nationwide.
Montgomery says it should be easier to remove bad officers. Today is Election Day in Colorado. Voters have until 7 p.m. to cast their ballots. There are hundreds of drop boxes open around the state, but voters do need to use a box in their county of residence. Colorado allows same-day registration and voting at any vote center, but if you plan on registering this afternoon, you'll need to show proof of identity and address. There's more information about this online at cpr.org. It's 5:06.